Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a stupid world record plus conquer competition and musicals. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I've got this, and then I need to play this.
Stupid world record.
A man in India has created the world's smallest washing machine. Mr. Sabin, S-E-B-I-N, Saji, crafted a functional washing machine measuring 1.28 by 1.32 by 1.52 inches.
So this thing's slightly bigger than a golf ball.
Wow. I think it's smaller than a golf ball.
What can you wash in it?
Guinness World Record noted that the device weighs just 25 grams, which is slightly heavier than two Oreo cookies. Normal stuff.
All right.
Mr. Saji's tiny washing machine is capable of running a full cycle. Wash, rinse, and spin.
What do you hook that up to?
A really tiny water hose.
Yeah, but get the metal one so it doesn't burst.
There it is. How cute that is.
On video, the funniest thing is him putting the detergent in it.
Oh, come on. Yeah. All right.
You can see there's a set of batteries near it that it runs off, and the batteries are twice as long as this thing is.
Yes.
It's tiny, tiny.
It's simply...
In a country that
has... What's the point?
Yeah, in a country that really hasn't perfected the flush toilet, they've got this guy...
I think they've got that down, you ugly American.
Oh, yeah. No, take a look-see.
I'd love to go to India.
Have you been to India?
No, and I never...
One of my really good friends is from India and goes back like 6 months out of the year, and I'd like to go with him at some point.
Yeah, you should go.
Yeah, I'd love to. See the Taj?
Our guest from yesterday, Nick Novicki, has one of those washing machines.
Party at the...
He's a little person.
He's not letting it go, even though the guy's gone.
Yeah, you're right.
And did you hear him yesterday? Did you hear him yesterday? He was making cracks like that, and Nick, God love him, he was trying to laugh to make us feel comfortable.
No,
he was hurt, and Tom looked, see, he gets it. What else can he do? Cry?
Yeah, that did happen.
He didn't have any options.
Tom goes, he likes it. And Jake goes, what else is he supposed to do?
Just turn mad.
Headbutt you in the nuts?
You're just... I said this 30 years ago. He's a bully.
He is a bully.
Just a bully.
No, we had fun.
The man's bullied.
He's been bullied.
I'm just saying, Josh, if you're going to go to India and you want to use the toilets there, take some Febreze. That's a little rough.
Does it smell?
Standing over a hole and using your left hand as dude wipes.
Yeah, I'll be taking more than two.
Yeah, you might want to. Is that sports?
No, we have a special correspondent.
More than 200 people took part in the World Conquer Championships in the UK.
The hell's this?
According to the BBC, Josh, the events saw participants go head-to-head using horse chestnut seeds, a.k.a. conkers,
it's getting
threaded
stupider,
on a string
stupider to and stupider.
Try and smash their opponent's nut.
Nuts. I thought you'd love this, chick. This is a very British thing.
They're hitting. Are they hitting the nuts
they're
or swinging, each other's heads?
They're on. They're like. Remember those things we had as a kid that had the plastic big brown ball on it? That
clackers.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Only you've got one, and you're swinging it at your opponent, trying to crush his nuts.
So they're like a little tiny mace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're trying to hit him or
hit
the nut?
The nut.
Hit the nut.
You're supposed to hit each other's nuts.
Okay. Imagine like a heavy golf ball on a string.
I got it, Tom.
Okay.
David Jenkins won the annual title for the first time after competing since 1977.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But was found to have a metal replica in his pocket when he was searched by organizers after his victory.
So they're cheating.
The 82-year-old retired engineer denied using the metal variety in the tournament.
Not mine.
A spokesperson for the World Conquer Championships, a St. John Burkett, said the cheating claims are being investigated. Mm. Yeah, these horse chestnut trees are, they're a good size, bigger than an acorn. They're pretty good size.
Huh. The winner.
It's from Indianapolis, actually.
Indianapolis, USA.
Yeah. Mm. Kelsey Bassenbach. 34-year-old, it could be a man,
yeah.
Could be a girl, the overall champion of this year's competition, so congratulations.
A conquering hero.
And raised...
Kelsey has to be a man.
A lot of money for charities.
Did you say
England.
This requires nuts?
Oh. They're on a string, they could be
sometimes I feel like mine are.
Nuts on a string.
Nuts on a
she's in charge of my life.
On a rainbow.
Nuts in her purse, nuts in a string.
Hello, Dolly's got
nuts.
On
nuts. Huh.
Do you think you could actually sit through Hello, Dolly?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've sat through it a million times.
Were you in it?
No, I had to watch it, though.
Why? I sat through
My dad directed it.
I sat through a musical representation of Moulin Rouge that wasn't the Broadway play or the movie.
Oh,
and, don't you love the movie?
I love the movie.
I'm with you, chick.
Yeah. Top 10 movie for
me. I do not say top 10, but it's great.
It's a fun movie.
I'm going to say top 5.
Oh, I love that.
Moulin Rouge.
That's great. One of my top 5, but it's a terrific, terrific movie.
What I watched was a mess, but my daughter enjoyed it, so honey, this is great.
There's nothing like being bored. My grandparents drugged me to see Carousel.
Oh.
And I was, I don't know.
All those Carousel.
13 and
Showboat.
And Itchy. Yep. I had to see Showboat on Broadway.
South Pacific. All these.
South Pacific is great.
Dated show.
Showboat had two cool things. Old Man River, of course.
Yeah. Sure.
And the boat.
I know.
The set was
the
unbelievable.
Boat was actually turning and things. Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, that was good.
The rest. Man. My God, it's so boring.
I remember going to see Jesus Christ Superstar.
Now.
Saying to someone, hey, look, I hope they get the crucifixion before the halftime. I want to get out of here.
I love that.
I love that too.
Loved it.
That got me as a kid.
I've never seen that one. I'm aware of some of the songs.
Oh, well, it wasn't really.
Tell me what's happening.
What's the buzz?
Tell me what's happening.
The actual content of the play wasn't the problem. It was one of the actors, may or may not have been Jesus, who was a little ham-fisted.
The Sebastian Bach one.
I would think
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not Ted Neely. Ted Neely's the only Jesus.
Yeah, the ultimate Jesus.
Come right on. There.
Isn't he still doing it at the age of 75?
Yeah.
He was. I don't know if he still is.
There are guys
really?
Who made... was it Michael Crawford who was the Phantom for 97 years?
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
And you're good
yeah, exactly. Well. Exactly.
Go for it. Is that sports?
Nope. Extra! NFL owners today are expected to approve former superstar quarterback Tom Brady to become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. He also already owns a small stake in the WNBA Las Vegas Aces. National Football League owners expected to approve Brady as minority owner of the Raiders today as part of the owners' meeting.
Tom, don't you come from a long line of minority owners?
The value of the Raiders estimated to be almost $8 billion. And what do we know about this, Tom? With Tom Brady being a commentator, he's commenting on NFL games. He's going to be limited to what he can do as a broadcaster, becoming a minority owner.
Isn't he getting...
He won't be able to take
a quarter of $1 billion to be a broadcaster.
He won't be able to. Well, that I'm just telling you.
He won't be able to do Raider games, right?
He's not going to be able to do anything. He can't go to the meetings, the production meetings. We had that story a couple months ago.
Do you think he did this on purpose? So he can skip the boring parts?
Yeah. He might have to get out of his contract.
Yeah, he wants to quit.
Yeah.
Have you heard him recently?
Is he getting any better?
He's the greatest quarterback that ever lived. I mean, there's no other way to put it. He's had with 7 Super Bowl championship, but he can't relate to anybody. Yeah. Well, you know, when I was winning my 9th championship, you know, it's just, it's wild listening to him because everything that he does as easily as we breathe, you know, normal people don't eat and breathe football from the time they open their eyes until the time they go to bed.
But so you're saying he's not particularly good in the booth?
He's not particularly good. That's my
opinion. Not relatable.
And who's your favorite in the booth?
Right now, it's got to be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I was very surprised by Troy Aikman. He's wonderful. And Tony Romo's okay.
Mm. Oh, Jim.
He's not bad. Oh, yeah, that's true. We do have...
Yeah.
Where is Tony? Where is Tony? Oh, here he is.
Oh, no. He's down, Jim. Oh, Jim.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh, Jim.
Call the wagon. Call the wagon, Jim. Oh, my God. He's not walking home.
Oh, that's a hearse.
Oh, boy.
He'll be drinking his meals, won't he?
Jim. Put a mirror up to his face.
The technology of wheelchairs.
Oh, boy.
Blows it. Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, Ricky, this is what you farting for.
The Bob and Tom Chick McGee Sports Broadcast.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, and remember...
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Go Mets!
Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties.
1 minute and 30 seconds more.
Okay, we got it.
Would we be cheering for the Dodgers if they had a better song?
Yeah, the Dodgers song was used by a bunch of teams.
Dodgers.
It's like real generic. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just go ahead and use I Love L.A. like they do in The Naked
Randy
Gun?
Randy Newman.
Or have Leslie Nielsen sing in the national anthem.
All the bombs in the air.
That's right. Bursting there. Yeah.
Interesting story from Hollywood. Elton John spotted on the red carpet wearing his own kneecap as a necklace. According to Hello Magazine, Sir Elton John underwent double knee replacement and opted to have one of his kneecaps.
I bet he did.
Well, I think that's kind of an honor.
Hey.
In that culture, okay. If you've worn them out.
Yeah, you spend enough time down there. Yeah.
Someone had to come up to him, someone that he's known, and go, Reg. Look, here's what they're going to say, right? Yeah. Somebody had to do that.
If you've worn out your knees, you've been on them so many times, kind of a badge of honor in that culture.
He opted to have one of his kneecaps made into a necklace encrusted with diamonds. He wore the unusual piece at the premiere of his new documentary, Never Too Late.
Another documentary?
Yeah.
Isn't he a sour man?
Very. I met him twice.
I mean, do we have to?
He's the crankiest.
Hmm. Well...
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of cranky when you say good morning to me. Yeah. So.
Not like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's real cranky.
But it's just, being that famous is hard. It just gets bothered constantly. But it's just a weird move. If you've seen this thing, it looks kind of like a...
I'm going to look it up.
Like a slice of a rock.
Yeah.
With some diamonds on
good.
It.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
It's kind of creepy. But hey, when he's got so much money. That,
it's not painted or anything?
No, it's just...
It's got diamonds on it.
He should have one of his kids paint something on it.
Don't ask him what his bracelet is made out of.
It's hard to see.
Wow. That was No, that's not true. It's Mr. Furnish's circumcision. He had it.
It kind of looks like a piece of ivory, maybe, like an off-white, and he's got diamonds around it, and it's on a pendant. It's about yay big. I don't know. Mm. What do you think, Pat? You can see it?
Yeah, it's huge. Okay. It's bigger than I thought.
It doesn't go with his outfit.
No,
it doesn't. And it's like a slice, too. It's not like a kneecap.
Like the full patella.
Yeah, it's not the full. Hmm. It's not like this big round thing on the front of him.
Hmm.
Like he didn't have to patella everybody.
I'm the patella everyone.
I patella him. It's just weird. I wonder if he had the new knee when they put that in, if he had him put diamonds on that thing.
Diamonds on the caps of my knees.
No, I don't think so.
He's had a lot taken out.
Oh, here we go. This is a better picture. Oh, I see. So if you can see the diamonds, there's a hole in the center of his kneecap where your ligaments probably go. And he's got the diamonds around that part. But it's more like a...
What a weirdo. Of course he's a weirdo.
If you could wear one part of your body as a piece of jewelry, which part would you
pick? Oh, that's interesting.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Wait, hang on a second. You
all
mean,
right.
Yeah.
So you mean a part of your body that could be removed and
yes.
Without...
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Say you have to have a shoulder replacement.
Right.
Right? Would you wear your shoulder?
I don't know. I had my shoulder repaired. I don't know if they took anything out, but I'd probably pick that.
I think the hip's too big, right? To carry
around.
Yeah,
the hip's pretty big. Well, you could do a slice like he did of his knee.
Oh, that's just a slice?
Yeah, that's not the whole knee.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Now, Pat, do you have some kind of a tribute to Elton?
I do. We're going to have to come back with it because it's on the piano.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
In the other room.
All right.
I think my little toe. I'd cut off my little toe and wear it around.
Would
my
you
neck.
Really?
Around
your neck.
Yeah,
no.
But your little toe doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Does it?
Looks
does
gross,
it,
doesn't it?
Keep balance or something? Well, no, I'd paint it.
I think. I think most parts of your body are. There's a reason for them.
No, not the.
Except for the.
Appendix.
Appendix. There you go. You can put your appendix
and
on.
And appendix
there.
Keeps track of all your body parts.
It does.
You remember that company that was taking baby gravy and making jewelry out of it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You
how about
that?
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
How about a little spooge for your
come
neck?
Come on.
Hey, is that Jared? No, Kevin.
Tom, you could do that. This is the most fertile necklace you've ever seen. Ladies, don't get too close
precious.
To it.
Here's a guy. This is actually kind of appropriate. A headline, man who survived shark attack wears tooth as earring.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
I would do that.
Well, that seems incredibly normal.
This guy's name is, I'm not kidding, his name is Angus Cockott.
Cockott?
K-O-C-K-O-T-T.
Okay.
Would it be Cockott?
It's whatever you want to say.
Cockott.
Cockott. Cockott.
Angus is his name. Mm. His sister, Connie.
Connie Angus Cacott. Oh, you're not going with Connie Cacott. You wanted to make the cunnilingus joke. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You're a nut today.
He was snorkeling off the island of Mangareva in French Polynesia when an 8-foot reef shark appeared and bit down on his arm. He fended off the shark by stabbing it in the gills with a small knife. He survived after undergoing life-saving surgery, but they recovered several shark teeth from his arm.
Yikes.
Yikes.
They interviewed the shark.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I just put them back. Yeah. If I could just get those back, please.
See, this is pretty badass. This is pretty badass.
Yeah, that's
way cooler than having a knee broken.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Where's your, normally in these situations, why is he out there swimming with sharks? Why is he being so stupid?
No,
what's his problem?
I've done.
Now it's badass.
I've done swimming with sharks.
No,
what?
You haven't.
Yes, I did. I did a dive with sharks.
You did? Because every time I've mentioned wanting to do it, you've called me nuts.
He did it.
Reef sharks in the Bahamas.
You did dolphins. You didn't do sharks.
No, I did sharks.
You weren't there.
There was a shark dive. Yeah. I have many witnesses, and
it was the stupidest
thing I've ever done. And the guy's going, oh, the sharks never hurt anybody. I'm thinking, wait a minute, what if one of the sharks didn't get the memo? It was terrifying. I would never do it again.
Were you trying to do 10 minutes with the guy? Who are running the shark? You're trying to do stand up for him, weren't you? Yes, you were. You were trying to crack jokes with him before you went in the water,
like that memo thing.
Yeah, that just now. The sharks didn't get the memo. What do you think, guys? Is that it? That's what you were doing.
Not at all.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe anything I say because you weren't too big of a pussy. You were just drinking. you were just drinking tequila on the shore. I was out there being a man. When we come back,
you survive a tequila hangover. You're a man.
Yeah, you're a man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.